What up, and welcome into another edition of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you in what is my final week here at Locked On Bengals. On Twitter, at James Erpine and at Locked On Bengals. You could subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and the iHeartRadio app. And just a reminder that regardless, obviously I'm going away after this week, but regardless of that, there will be a Locked On Bengals podcast. There will be a host. There may be a delay. Odds are there will be, just because it takes time to get someone else up and running. But there will be a new Locked On Bengals podcast, a new host. You'll get your daily dose of Bengals coverage. And I just want to thank you guys so much for the support, for the back and forth, for the banter, for the voicemails, for the agreeing, the disagreeing, the tweets, all of that. I loved every bit of it. And if you enjoy my work, I will be launching a new podcast here in the next few weeks that I certainly want you to subscribe to, would love for you to subscribe to. Obviously, it won't be Bengals-based. There will be some football involved. There will be some basketball involved. And there will be, obviously, baseball involved as well. It'll be fun. It's a fun podcast that's about to launch, and I'm excited for that. But first, I'm focused on the here and now, which is the final week of the Locked On Bengals podcast. And it's interesting because this coaching search continues. And to me, and it's something I've heard, and I think I mentioned it on yesterday's podcast. If not, I mentioned it last week, but it seems like Vance Joseph is the favorite. And you read Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback in his column on Monday, and yep, that's it. Vance Joseph, probably the favorite here. And then Albert says, yeah, but there's members of Marvin Lewis's staff that say Hugh Jackson might get the job. Look, to me, I think that Vance Joseph is going to be the perfect medium. What do you like about Hugh if you're Mike Brown? You like that you're familiar with him. You know what you're going to get. You like that he's had success with you. With you, he's had success. Vance Joseph, what do you like about him? You like that he's had success with you in your program. You're familiar with him, right? You think he's a good coach because you know him. Hugh Jackson's an offensive mind, so that gives him an edge. The problem is he went 1-31 in 2 years in Cleveland and finished 3-36-1, has a head coaching record of 11-44-1. That's not good enough. So I think people will tell Mike Brown, hey, we can't do this. On the other side of it, the fan favorite in Eric Bieniemy, and that's who I really think, either Bieniemy or Monken, those are the two that people love the most. By the way, Monken interviewed with the Jets, or is going to interview with the Jets at some point in the near future. For their head coaching position. He was the Buccaneers offensive coordinator. To me, those are the two favorites from a fan perspective. But that might be too radical for Mike Brown. So I'm putting myself in the room, right? And Katie and Troy Blackburn are in there. Mike Brown's in there, and they're having this discussion. Who knows who else is in there? Honestly, I think Duke Tobin should be in there. Who knows if he is? But I hope he is, because I know that there was some disconnect between Marvin Lewis and the front office and the player personnel last season, and there has been in the past couple of years. So to me, the happy medium isn't Hugh Jackson, even though he's an offensive mind. It isn't Todd Monken or Eric Bieniemy, because that's too radical for Mike Brown. The compromise is Vance Joseph, and that's why I think he's the leader in the clubhouse. And that to me, that would just be wild. That would be so wild if Vance Joseph ended up as head coach of the Bengals. And honestly, I'm not sure why you would get on board with that. Call me crazy here, but what is good about Vance? Like, do I know Vance Joseph is a good defensive coordinator? Do we know that? And I get it, and I made that argument last week. With Hugh Jackson on that, and this isn't a Hugh thing. Vance Joseph, is that really going to be your head coach? Because then, honestly, going into next year, Pittsburgh has a better head coach than you, and they have a better quarterback. The Browns have a better coach than you, and they have a better quarterback. And whoever it is, I don't care who the Browns hire. Freddie Kitchens, their offensive coordinator. It could be Greg Williams, which they're not going to hire. Any of these guys that they hire, I think, is better than Vance Joseph, at least on paper. And John Harbaugh, obviously better. So to me, you can't do that, and yet there's a chance they will, and the interesting thing would be then is who's the offensive coordinator? Who does Vance Joseph bring in? And the fact that they tried to request Gary Kubiak, it's quite interesting. Vance Joseph gets the job, if Kubiak says, all right, I'm leaving the Broncos and I'm going to go be an offensive coordinator and I'm going to go to the bank. I don't like it at all. I don't like that at all. And yet I think it's the most likely scenario right now. So I know I joke about Hugh. I know you probably, and there's no reason not to be on board with the Bieniemy thing. I was texting with my cousin yesterday and he's like, yeah, I love rooting for Bieniemy in the 90s. I liked him when he was with the Bengals. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, look, I'm fine with that. This is, you're almost hoping to, as a fan, that they get lucky because we only have so much info, right? Only so much info. And so to me, it's just interesting because like a couple of years ago, and this is proof that it's a crapshoot. A couple of years ago, Hugh Jackson was considered one of the top head coaching candidates, interviewed with the 49ers, interviewed with the Browns, interviewed with the Giants. I mean, he was getting interviews on interviews. And that's why when he took the Browns job, everyone's like, wait, you could have gotten a better job. What are you doing? But it was like, wow, he's the top candidate and he went to Cleveland. Well, how'd that work out? Like sometimes the top candidates don't work. So yesterday, when we see the Green Bay Packers make a move, it's like, okay, Matt LaFleur. Interesting. I don't know much about him. I know the Titans offense wasn't that much fun. But you get caught in pigeonholed. And to me, this is the problem. And this is how I think the Bengals view it is. Oh, why would we let Sean McVay, why would we let Kyle Shanahan, that tree, the NFL and these fascination with really young head coaches. Why would we go after someone who's inexperienced like Matt LaFleur when we could hire someone, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but hire someone like Vance Joseph who learned from his mistakes in Denver, never had a quarterback as good as Andy Dalton, has had success coaching defense. We had one of the worst defenses in the league last year. Vance Joseph can help that. We can get him a good offensive coordinator. We can draft the offensive line. We can build around Joe Mixon, and Vance Joseph can be the guy. Like, that to me is likely. And it's also scary. Really scary. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Head coach of the Bengals, Vance Joseph. It doesn't even sound good. It doesn't even sound good. Like, honestly, if you're in Cincinnati, and I'll save this to the other side, I would prefer Hugh, and I'll tell you why next. But first, the official brewery of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I love Wiedemann's Brewery. You guys got to go there. If you have not went there yet, you need to. And it's a great place. It's in downtown St. Bernard, 10 minutes from downtown Cincinnati, on Vine Street, 5 minutes away from UC's campus in Clifton. You got to go there. They have awesome beers, over 16 beers. You can get them in cans to take home with you. It's a really cool place, a really cool spot. Great food, by the way. If you're into Getta, they have great Getta melt. They have Getta pizza. Their pizza, top notch, by the way. And here's the other thing. They got great burgers. They have anything you could imagine as far as a brewery having food-wise, they have it. So I know there's some other places that do pizza or they specialize in letting you bring in food. That sounds great, and it is. And those places are cool too. But if you haven't been to Wiedemann's, you need to try it because the beer is great. And here's the thing. Let's say you have a friend that doesn't like beer, and we all have that friend, right, that isn't a beer fan. They have liquor, top shelf liquor. High-end stuff. So a full bar there for you. And again, Wiedemann's Brewery, it's the best. I'm telling you, I love it there. I can't wait to go back when I'm in Cincinnati every time I visit. And I will. And it was right down the street from where I lived in Cincinnati. And like I said, if you haven't been there yet, it's worth the trip. Wherever you live. I mean, it's very centrally located, right off of 75, right off of 71. So check it out in downtown St. Bernard, just 10 minutes from downtown Cincinnati for more. And they have a ton of events too. I'm talking about their food and beer. They have music events. They've had boxing there. They're great places. It's a great place to watch the games, the playoff games this weekend. Maybe the Bengals will be in a playoff game next year. But until then you can, you know, go and watch them. So, watch all the games. That's what I would do. I would go there this weekend. I think first kick is at, 4:30 Saturday for Kansas City in Indianapolis. Go there, watch the game, enjoy some great beer, and have tweet me what you eat. or what beer you have, and let me know how it goes, because I guarantee it's going to be awesome. If you want more info, you want hours, you want to look at their menu, and you think I'm lying, I'm not. Check out their menu at Wiedemann'sFineBeer.com. All right, so I want the Bengals to hire Hugh Jackson. I think it's a no-brainer after what I watched yesterday. And I thought about writing about this, but I don't think, now that I'm a Cleveland-based reporter, that I should be writing about who the Bengals should hire. But I do think this. The Bengals should hire Hugh Jackson. Did you see what Trevor Lawrence did yesterday? Anybody else see that? See what he did in the national championship game? What Sunshine did from Remember the Titans? It was perfect. He hit Gary Bertier right in the back with the ball multiple times. That's the guy that can lead the Bengals to prominence. So I would hire Hugh Jackson or whatever other coach can lead you to 1-31. And in 2021, I'd rush up there and say, I want Trevor Lawrence. And that would be my quarterback. Andy Dalton has 2 years left on his deal. Hugh Jackson wants a real shot. Hugh, here's your shot. Trevor Lawrence, baby. Woo. I'm in. Dude, I'm all in the lose for Lawrence. I will lose all. Dude, the Bengals have lost 3 years in a row. They've had losing records. Three straight seasons. Would you trade one of those years, one of those 6-9-1 years, or 6-10, or 7-9? Would you trade any of those years for 2-14 and Trevor Lawrence? I would right now, and he's a freshman. So in 2020, I want the Bengals to go 1-15. Barring them drafting a quarterback in this year's draft that they think is a stud, because I know Trevor Lawrence is a stud. Top pick, top quarterback prospect since Luck is what they're saying, and I think that that's fair. Dude is strong. He's athletic. He can run. He's fast. He's got a great arm. He's got great touch. He's got good ball placement. That's what I want. That's what I want. Period. So, yeah, I would totally hire Hugh Jackson as head coach of the Bengals. If not for anything else, to lose for Lawrence. And I know that sounds bad, and that's a bad way to look at it, and all this, yada, yada, yada. Okay, fine, then trade up for Dwayne Haskins. Okay, fine, then. Are you going to consider Kyler Murray with the 11th pick? Because you should. Oh, well, he's going to play baseball. Oh, we'll see. Because to me, I need to address quarterback. That's what I'm in the market of. The 2021 draft, that's what I want. I want quarterback Trevor Lawrence, period. And if Hugh Jackson can help get that done, fine. If Marvin Lewis can help get that done, bring him back. If Vance Joseph can help get that done, do it. If Zach Taylor's the guy, do it. But ultimately, and I know it sounds bad, and that doesn't mean you don't compete in 2019, 2020. But 2020, 2021, I don't want the game, the week 17 mattering in 2021, you know, where it's January 3rd, they're on the road at Baltimore. If they win, they're in. No. I want, if they win, they're out of the first pick. No, they need to be bad. I want Trevor Lawrence. And for those that say, and I remember texting, and I'll give Joe Goodberry grief for this. I was texting with Joe, and he might get mad at me for saying this. I was texting with Joe. And I've been messing with him. Like, as much as you guys think I've been trolling you guys about this Hugh Jackson thing on Twitter, I've been trolling Joe so much harder. Like, some of the texts I've been sending him and arguments I've been making, and some of it's valid, and some of it I think the Bengals would think, and Mike Brown would certainly buy into. And the other part of it is I like trolling Joe. And then, so I'm doing that. I'm trolling him all day. Maybe it was Saturday, about Hugh Jackson. It wasn't all day. It was like an hour, but it felt like it was all day. And I have that effect on people. And so we were doing that and going back and forth, and I was getting him a little, maybe not agitated, but, you know, I was pushing his buttons a bit. And then I mentioned Trevor Lawrence and how big of a stud he is. And he's like, Trevor Lawrence? We haven't seen enough of him yet. That's what happens when we haven't seen enough. Joe, I've seen enough. And Joe's going to join me on Thursday's podcast. And I've seen enough. I want him in 2021. Here's why. And you saw Justin Ross on the one-handed catch, and everyone's like, Justin Ross better than John Ross. Yeah, it's nice when he has a quarterback who can get him the ball and coaches who believe in him. Anyway, Justin Ross is a true freshman. what? So is Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, freshman too. Those guys are going to be together again next year. And then the year after that, that to me is insane. That is insane. So, look, I think Trevor Lawrence is a stud. I think he is every bit of whoever you want to say, Andrew Luck or whoever else. I'm all about it. So you guys, I know I get made fun of, oh, you love Baker. Oh, you love Lamar. I love Trevor Lawrence. So you can write that one down too. You can write that one down. I'll take Dwayne Haskins. Absolutely would. Would the Bengals trade up to get him? What coach? And let me ask you this, in all seriousness, because obviously the Bengals aren't going to hire a coach to lose for 2 years. Would you take Hugh Jackson as head coach and the Andy Dalton defenders would probably not, even though I think taking Hugh Jackson might benefit Andy. Anyway, Hugh Jackson becomes head coach. Would you be okay with that, Bengals fans, if it meant they got Dwayne Haskins? Whether they traded up for him, whether he fell to 11, which is impossible. But would you be okay with that compromise? The Bengals are willing to go back to the past a couple of years and hire their former offensive coordinator, but they move forward by drafting Andy Dalton's heir apparent, Dwayne Haskins. It's a tough one for me. It is a tough one. My quarterback thirst is real, though, so I think you guys know where I'm leading. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. We'll be back at it tomorrow. It's the final week. Thursday's Joe Goodberry. He's going to join me. And the moment, by the way, I know more about the future of the podcast, I will let you know. I will say it's not my place to announce anything. I do know that there are people that are in discussions, put it that way. This is it for me. I said I was going to finish the season, and I stayed a couple weeks past that, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss you guys, no doubt about it. More on that later in the week. I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening. Back at it tomorrow, Joe Goodberry on Thursday. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Bengals podcast. Lose for Lawrence!